Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. A retired Saginaw teacher who worked as a substitute was sentenced this week for assaulting a young student at an elementary school more than a year ago. Court records show 72-year-old Charlene Botiford received 6 months of probation, a $500 fine, and must complete anger management following a no-kent contest plea to a misdemeanor assault charge. The plea deal led to prosecutors to drop a more serious child abuse count. The charge stemmed from an October 2024 incident at Stone Elementary School, where surveillance video captured Botiford kicking and stepping on a six-year-old boy lying in a hallway before pushing him down the corridor. During a sentencing, Saginaw County District Judge Elian Fitchner barred Botiford from having contact with the victim or working in any role involving children. Botiford apologized in the court for her actions. Saginaw Public Schools confirmed Botiford had retired in 2013 and was employed through a substitute teacher staffing agency at the time of the incident. And drivers across mid-Michigan faced multiple traffic slowdowns Wednesday after a series of crashes along the region's major highways. The Michigan Department of Transportation reported several incidents on I-75, including one in Saginaw County near the M81 exit that temporarily shut down southbound lanes before reopening. One of the incidents was a semi-truck rolled over in a ditch on I-75 near Saginaw. A few feet in front of that incident was another semi that jackknifed and blocked multiple lanes of traffic. Other wrecks were reported and later cleared in Aranac Bay and Tuscola counties, including crashes near Sterling Road in Aranac County, after U.S. 10 in Bay County, and along M81 in Tuscola County. Additional north and southbound I-75 crashes in Saginaw and Bay counties also caused lane closures throughout the day, but all lanes have since reopened. In Genesee County, an accident or a crash on eastbound I-69 near I-475 briefly blocked multiple lanes before crews cleared the scene. And in the Thumb of Michigan, multiple vehicles were reported off the roadways in ditches and farm fields. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously as winter weather continues to create slick conditions across the region. And health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early season surge in influenza cases, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data show pediatric flu hospitalizations are up about 40% from last year, with 845 children hospitalized statewide as of January 10. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10, who are more prone to severe symptoms. Dr. Billings of CMU Health said her team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that the RSV and COVID-19 are circulating alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risks. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventative measures, flu vaccination, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home as the flu season is expected to extend into spring. And that's been your local, regional, national news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your obituaries, school closings, and cancellations right here at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.